Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Wemota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Yet another week, and of course, another album review. I'm definitely excited to be back this week. The album review takes me to Angola. It's a country I do want to visit at some point, but I think I just have to brush up on my Portuguese. So, anyway, let's get into this album review.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
So I'm going to be reviewing Gaia Beats' album titled Orgulho do Alvarade. I hope I say that right. A quick rundown of Orgulho do Alvarade album. It was released on May 26, 2019 under Alvarade Records. 12 tracks in total, which is about 39 minutes of music. So it's not too bad. Yeah, there's 12 collabos on here, so interesting. Now, I don't think I've ever been as excited for an intro as I was when listening to Gaia Beats' intro on Orgulho do Alvarade. How I actually knew that he had a new album. I was listening to the Release Radar playlist on Spotify, so it just gives you like random selections of what it thinks you like. And it came on. I instantly recognized it as a version of the instrumental to Voulevard by MOB, The Mobbers, which was produced by Gaia Beats. So I was like, wait a minute, what? There's an instrumental version of this? You know, so that's basically how I discovered that Gaia Beats had a new album, because I clicked and saw, hey, new album. So had to review it. Gaia Beats is an Angolan producer of notable credit who has an extensive CV of works. He's worked with many Angolan artists over the years, so he's quite popular out there and across Africa and Lucifer Africa too. Orgulho do Alvarade translates to Pride of Alvarade, the hood in Luanda, Angola, that Gaia Beats is from. It is a compilation of some of his recent work as a beatmaker for various artists. So, you can expect different sounds.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
So the track that I mentioned first, Voulevard itself is a very catchy track with continuous lead drum percussion and a noisy synth, which simply stuns you into listening because you're like, what? What is this sound? But it's catchy. Mix in a bouncy kick and a snare and a hard-hitting trap bass line, then you have an Angolan hip-hop hit with hints of kuduro. It really doesn't sound like anything you're used to. If you're a Gaia Beats fan, this beat is relatively simple to identify as his, because his sound is easy to catch on once you hear a few songs. Getting into tracks like Jadeu with Manuela Tavares on the vocals, then you start to really hear the Gaia Beats production range. This song may have an R&B framework, but it's pretty mellow to the ear, with a soulfulness and much more conventional sounding. And conventional is not exactly a word that you associate with Gaia Beats, surprisingly.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. redsau.com.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on AfricanMusicIndustry.com.
Another song, Primavera, is a beautiful love song, which is, in my opinion, typical guy beat. It's a house vibe with that reverberating chord lead and prominent punchy drums. The depth of the drum suggests a much more hard-hitting track. Like, you actually expect that to be like a raw, maybe even like, gangster trap in some way. Yet, it blends beautifully with the other instruments to actually make the song very chilled, while also being somewhat a vibey dance track. This one is easily one of my picks of the album. A tune such as Somebody featuring Kyra and G Baby Da Silva picks up in the same fashion as Primavera, being more like a chill dance track that you can move to. Then you move on to Faka Durambo, which for me is a proper guy beat track. And what makes it even more amazing is that Yuri Da Cunha absolutely owns the vocals on there. And I'm pretty sure you know Yuri Da Cunha. He's a legend in Angola, and he's just got some massive hits over the years. Like remember that song, that Achu-chu-cha, Achu-chu-cha, Achu-chu-cha? That one, yeah. He did that. The combination between Guy Beat and Yuri Da Cunha shows a chemistry you rarely find anywhere in music, really. For me, this is a Kuduro hit of the highest order and really is what I would call the pinnacle of the Ogulio Dua Valade album. It could well be the song of the album, maybe, yeah. And then when I move on to a track like Albelia Indisciplinada, which is clearly another high point for me, it's unusual but fun and great to just appreciate a unique perspective on what good music sounds like to someone from a completely different part of the world. This is a space that I think Guy Beat occupies well, because he really makes music which Angolans would appreciate instantly, but even if you're not from there, you can actually be like, wait a minute, wait, this actually sounds good. But it's not as intuitive sounding to, I guess, a trained ear from another part of the world. Rap Game by TRX Music is very interesting because it's a lot like Vuleva, but it's like slowed down to snail pace, to a BPM where the rapper's vocal delivery ends up dominating the song. What confused me about this track was I got the feeling of, I don't know, like melancholy, which was invoked by the beat. Like a sad rap song, if that makes sense. Then at the same time, I love the highly percussive tribal drums, which are, of course, the hallmark of most Guy Beat beats. Then I'm just loving the track, too.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Guy Beat's style is quite distinct regardless of the genre. He normally does hip-hop and kuduro and regularly fuses the two to make a very unique blend. For me, there were some forgettable tracks, like Pelos Filios, which I don't dislike for the production or the quality or anything like that, but more for the actual performance. The marriage between the performance and the beat for me just didn't work. And it simply failed to connect. Funny because Kiaku Kiadaf is a legend in the game, but I guess it's all about preference. I just didn't like his delivery there. Technically, something there just simply did not work. But anyway, overall, the entire album was a brilliant production showcase. And interestingly, really did a good job to show how wide Guy Beat's arsenal of production is. From the arrangement as a transition into different genres, somewhat so it becomes a lot more of a journey. I did quite like that. Interestingly, there was a lot more guitar work than I initially anticipated, which added so much to what I thought Guy Beat could do. I do have to say the instrument selection and use was absolutely top notch. Everything was crisp and clear, just the way I like it. And that created an equilibrium throughout Ogulio Dua Valadi that, I mean, I could easily appreciate.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
All in all, the Ogulio Dua Valadi album is a good album with some good songs. I wouldn't go as far as calling it more than that, but I could appreciate it for what it is. And I think if you're also within that Lusophone Angola context, you appreciate it even more because you can also understand the lyrics and so forth. Producer albums are also dependent on the feature artists to make them something or not so much something. Overall, I think this album felt more like a various artists' compilation of songs that got a beat made for other people than songs created with a view to create an album. So that obviously changes the whole, I guess, approach to listening to it. Should you give this album a try? Most definitely. It's very interesting to venture into a side of African music you otherwise might not even get a chance to hear on TV or radio. So I've been following Gaia Beat for years, and thus I found much appreciation for his work, like many in Lusophone Africa do. This album is available on multiple streaming platforms online. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Remoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. And this is the African Album Review Podcast by African Music Industry. Peace. Day and day.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.